Fap support inbox x at fuckedupwoman x at grewup x at realupwoman x foothill aids project info at fapinfo. Org greater than 9:44 p.m. 22 minutes ago to your dash hate dash conspiracy dash Ryan dash white dash care dash act at realupwoman. Net hello your adversary in and conspiracy exposed former client. It is has been more than 6 months suspension. James Martin Driscoll, thank you so much for contacting us. Your message is being reviewed. The best FAP team member for your inquiry with contact you within the next day or so. Kind regards, Marista Tona, Executive Director Foothill AIDS Project, FAPT 909-482-2066 F 909-482-2070 Like FAP on Facebook, www.facebook.com Foothill AIDS Project Follow FAP on Twitter, www.twitter.com Foothill AIDS Statement of Confidentiality This message and any attachments may contain legally privileged and confidential information intended solely for the use of the intended recipients. If you are not the intended recipient, or the agent responsible for delivering the message to the intended recipient, you are hereby notified that any use, dissemination, distribution, or copying of this communication is strictly prohibited. If you have received this message in error, please notify the sender immediately and delete this message and any attachments from your system. Thank you. Realupwoman. Net less than realupwoman. Net at gmail. Com greater than 9:48 p.m., 18 minutes ago, to info original submission text, Dear Foothill AIDS Project, specifically Jennifer Ann Brehim, this is a matter of principle, you know you're guilty of something when you will not come to the table to discuss current state of affairs. In circumstances involving what has become my mission work to expose a hate conspiracy involving the Ryan White Care Act funded social service agencies, for which Foothill AIDS Project, http://foothillaidsproject.fuckedupwoman.net, is just one, remaining my local hometown agency, of agencies that I have personal experiences with this hate MEMEPLEX, you all want to remain there silent when I know this affects lives and the health impact within the HIV communities fully. There is really no reason you can claim to not come to the table for this discussion. I have worked my way to actually attempt an interface with the San Bernardino Police Department in my efforts to show how my internet domains operate. With two persons showing in a Google search result that links from fuckedupwoman.net are matching top most relevant to their name searches, Jennifer Ann Brema, and Sergeant Lanier Rogers, of the San Bernardino Police Department. http://Jennifer-Ann-Brema.fuckedupwoman.net http://persons.fuckedupwoman.net/Lanier-Joseph-Rogers. Three also recently, it has been determined that links from the persons. Fuckedupwoman.net folder actually have been transferred references of related links onto a Truthfinder background check report. http://persons. Fuckedupwoman.net Lanier, Joseph, Rogers, ie/@fuckedupwoman.net %5b_truthfinder_related_links. PNG This makes my internet domains relative and valid in our information society. You really have some gall to remain there silent after a certain point of reference that this is actually affecting the lives and deaths of the HIV community and exposing this conspiracy roots is the only way to break the chain of memplex that I project and speculate was started almost 30 years ago in 1990 when the Ryan White Care Act was first signed into law. What has happened, as it would and should have been projected, is that information society of realism, called technorealism, has crossed within your own lineage that suggests that you have been traveling on the wrong course these many years in a retrospect that you ought to apologize for this misguidance view. First off, we have the war on drugs that is finally taking hold to be ending here in the United States. I find that the direction of the world, as it relates to the decriminalization experiment in Portugal is being mirrored where in the country that had the most intravenous drug abuse problem, that decriminalization actually dropped HIV transmission rates for which you should be aware of 90%. Dropped HIV transmission rates 90% is a huge big deal that you ought and should be taught why. Well, I am that teacher. I am that one client that understands the memetics about the circumstances here in the United States, along with an obvious hate bias against this class of client. Let's call them the subcultural ID that you consider the dirty. We have to come to realize that you all have been wrong. We have to come to realize that in your haste and waste to efforts backward, that you have caused many and generated a higher standing equation of destructive forces by doing things that are not only ill-advised in several journals of ethics on HIV surveillance programs, such as your agency is involved in, but your actions further violate privacy laws of the Ryan White Care Act itself. In your haste to nullify out of existence the dirty, you failed to realize the impact on the greater community has to a greater number of persons becoming infected than if your actions were not active against the community welfare in the first place. This is where we must draw a line, that the activities that I know exist, that are shadowed in secret pacts of silence, that has impacted by the unjust and illegal, against fiduciary responsibilities within the patient-doctor relationship of my HIV patient care with my then-doctor. I still remain in a state where I do not trust my doctor's care to be continued, and at this stage have only continued Rx treatment without the construct of monitoring by an assigned physician. This is not the model of treatment and care that I would prefer, of course. But I refuse to play any more games in my time to really consider death a better outcome than to live and get treatment under the preferred model, knowing that others who are out here are being subject to abuse of this system and will die before me if I do not make this stand for common sense, discussion and action to break this conspiracy silence. Please open yourselves to the knowing, I will not stop pursuing this justice for the class of persons you wrote off decades ago to not deserve to have full and complete considerations to the full excellence attempts at care that may be afforded your other clients. You have intentionally divided U.S. into the two camps that Pope Francis is in. Addresses Sept of 2015 advises U.S. to not do, and further he advises U.S. that we demand to confront every form of polarization that would divide our societies, nations, communities and the entire world into these two camps, the righteous and the sinners. Sincerely written 10 days before I forced the issue by violating my restraining order and walking away into the streets of despair to be walking among the skyclad homeless, perhaps to make another long walk to the father of Sergeant Rogers, Lanier Rogers Sr., to show him the dishonor of his son. This long walk, similar to what has been already attempted and accomplished by effort in, I am not kidding around, http://longwalkoffot. Grew up. Net, a long walk of beauty behind town, just tied by targeted hurtful shame, an attempt to walk from by first disenfranched Hopwa housing residents ejected into the streets of homeless by social services interferences and unjust actions in 2005-2006 that remains in force against clients without a reprimand and client intervention of common dignity and common sense. Mail delivery subsystem 9:49 p.m. 17 minutes ago to me, address not found, your message wasn't delivered to info@fapinfo.org because the address couldn't be found, or is unable to receive mail. The response from the remote server was 550 invalid mailbox, message truncated.
This is James Martin Driscoll. This has been recorded on the date of... Someone was talking in the house. Wednesday, December 11th, 2019, at about 10:15 p.m., and I'm proceeding to fax this to both FAP, FAP, for the AIDS Project, here in San Bernardino, and to Jennifer Ann Bream, and to Sergeant Roger Waters. Roger Waters is for the Pink Floyd camp. Rogers is would be Lanier Rogers. Sergeant Lanier Rogers for the San Bernardino Police Department. So I'm going to fax both of those people. Thank you.